Okay, so tonight will be part two of the Chabura on electricity. We already started last week, and I'll just quickly recap the two basic shittas. And then today, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to point out the point of contention that Rav Shlomo Zalman had against these two shittas, which Reuven himself indicated last week. And we'll try to give a synopsis, maybe a chakira, and what they're arguing about. So let's just chazer up. The question becomes, what exact halacha, what exact issue is involved when a person turns on or off electricity? We pointed out as a disclaimer that if the electrical appliance is something that will cause a actual halacha to take place, like a incandescent light bulb, or causing a bishul to take place, or havara to take place, everyone agrees that would be a malacha d'oraisa of whatever respective malacha is being caused. Where our specific question is specifically an electrical appliance that is not doing any other malachas, but the etzem fact that it's being turned on and off, and having electricity flow through it and allowing the appliance to function. That is the question. What is the issue with turning on electricity? And we pointed out that this issue will apply regardless of whether it's plugged into a socket or an outlet, or if it's just battery operated. Either way, there will be a certain issue. So the question becomes, what is the issue? We had two shittas. We had the Chazanish and Simenon, and we had the Beis Yitzchak. The Chazanish held that this will be Malachas Bona. I'm going to say this a little bit quickly. Tell me if you want me to repeat it, but I'm going to say it quickly because everyone knows it already. Chazanish paskin that this will be a Malachas Bona. Karavani Lomar that it's Bona. And he says it's on account of two reasons. Now, please notate these two reasons because we're going to handle them shortly. So he says there's malachas bona for two reasons. One reason is because when a person turns on the electricity, he is activating the dead wires and making them alive. He is activating dead wires. Now, though that activation from dead, mavis, l'chaim, is a form of bona because you're giving the wires a functionality. And that is a type of bona, says the Chazanish. Number two, he says, this is more a little bit more understandable, that different circuits and wires in the electrical circuit are being assembled and disassembled each time you turn on the switch and off. When you turn on the switch, what's really happening behind the scenes is that the circuit, which was once broken, meaning there was a gap in the circuit, is now being moved up to allow the circuit to be complete. When you move up that circuit, when you move up that part of the wire or part or whatever the item is called in the electrical circuit, that allows it all the different parts to be assembled together, which is what classical bona looks like when you put two chairs with two legs of a chair together and you make a chair, you're assembling different parts of one entity. So therefore the Chazanish said this is bona, either because of activating the dead wires or B, on account of assembling different parts of the wire. That was the Chazanish. The second shita was the Beis Yitzchak, who said that this is not an issur d'oraisa of bona, but rather it's an issur d'rabbanan of molid. By injecting and imbuing a new flow of electricity into an electrical appliance which was not there before, you are injecting a new substance. That new substance was not here before, and so this is no different than being molded on Shabbos when you crush, let's say, ice and you make it into water from a solid to a liquid. You're making a new substance, or the Gemara in Beis Chav Gimel says that you're putting a fragrance into a clothing, you are injecting, imbuing a new substance into something else. That is moilid, and that's dami l'malacha, it's a seder rabbanan. Beis Yitzchak says that was a problem because of moilid. And we pointed out that there were two basic nafkaminas, there were more, but we only did two basic nafkaminas between the Chazanish and the Beis Yitzchak. One was turning off electricity, where there's room to argue that Chazanish would say that's soser. Whereas if you molded, that would not be an issue because you're not being molded anything, you're just taking away. And the second nafkamina we said was increasing the flow of electricity. If you want to increase the volume of a phone, or if you wanted to increase the volume on a earpiece, all of these things are increasing the amps, the electrical flow. Lefi Chazanish, there's room to argue that that's not boneh, because you're not erecting and making something, you're just increasing that which was already there. Whereas the fee, the Beis Yitzchak, there was a makom ladin in achronim whether molid applies to something that already has a pre-existing substance to it. We showed that was a machlokas achronim between Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch. So it's up for debate regarding molid. Now comes Rav Shlomo Zalman, and followed by Reuven Tyler many years later, who asked two kashas on these shitas. One kasha is going to be on both, and the second kasha is only going to be on the Chazanish. So I think for organizational sake and Havana sake, we'll first do the one just on the Chazanish to get that out of the way, because it's one localized issue with the Chazanish. And then we'll do the second Taina, which is on both the Chazanish and the Beis Yitzchak in one fell swoop. And then we'll tell you the final psak of Rosh Hashanah. The first Taina of Rosh Hashanah is on the Chazanish. Which part of the Chazanish? So if you recall, we just said Melech's bonus is the Chazanish is on account of A, activating the dead wires into live wires, and B, assembling the different parts. Rosh Hashanah wants to take issue with the first one. You're tying Chazanish that activating the dead wire into a live wire is going to be Melech's bonus. Okay, so says Rosh Hashanah, let's take a step back, and if you want, I can share with you the tshuvas back and forth. But it's fascinating how much scientific knowledge both the Chazanish and Rosh Hashanah had, and they actually discuss the different parts of an atom, electrons, neutrons, and protons in each of the wiring to explain their respective shitas. So says Rosh Hashanah, let's just take a step back in terms of how electricity operates. We know that, and Reuven, you can definitely correct me if you'd like. We know that every atom, this is based on a two-page article as a quick chazara for science, for chemistry from 15 years ago. So if there's more information that's needed for the halacha, let me know. But any extra information, let's leave it for now. So every atom is composed of three different, what's it called? Parts, what's the word? Molecules? No, not molecules. What's the word? Particles, that's what it is. I don't know what any particles. Okay, so each atom has three parts. It's the protons, the neutrons, and the electrons. The protons have a positive charge. The electrons have a negative charge. Now, the way electricity operates is that electrons have a unique characteristic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia in the Bria, that they're able to be stimulated, and once they're stimulated to separate from their respective atom, they automatically will combine and be pulled by other electrons next to it. So if you can somehow stimulate that flow of electrons, you just get one out of the atom, it'll continuously drag on other electrons. And the more electrons it carries, that's what creates electricity. That is electric flow. Electric current is basically just the flow of electrons. So somehow or another, from the power plant to the wiring, there is some kind of stimulus of that starts off this electrical flow, and there's constantly electrons being flowing through the wiring. And once you turn on your switch, you are now allowing that electrical flow to go into your wiring. And the second you do that, the electrons that you have in your wiring will combine with electrical flow and now continue with the electrical circuit and make an electrical current called electricity. That's electrons. So says Rosh Hashanah, technically speaking, why should a wire be any different than a pipe, a water pipe? When we open our sinks in the kitchen, what are we doing? We are turning on a faucet, and that's enabling the water plant, which is constantly giving us a water supply into our plumbing. And this, when I open my faucet, the water is now just simply going through a pipe to my sink. So says Rosh Hashanah, if you think about it, electricity should be no different. The same way I turn on a faucet, I'm just letting water go through a pipe. So too, when I turn on electricity, I'm basically just opening a pipe of wiring and allowing the electrical flow of electrons, which is already there from the plant, to continue on through my electrical circuit and to produce electricity. But I'm not doing anything more than just opening a pipe. So what do you mean, Chazanish, that when I'm activating a dead wire into a live wire, it's called bone. I'm just opening a pipe. Oh, I'm not changing the internal composition of the structuring of the wiring. It's just opening a pipe. It's no different than a pipe. So the Chazanish responds back to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and he says that's not technically true, because lemaisa, the wiring itself is able to transmit those electrons. It has the ability to convey those electrons. If you use any other type of wiring that is composed of different material, it would not allow for those electrons to go through the wiring. So on the other hand, says Chazanish, there is, it's not doma to a pipe, because the wiring is structured in a way where it's able to receive and transmit the electrons. I can't just make wiring out of any type of material. It won't work. It has to be specifically that type of wiring. And furthermore, says the Chazanish, the wiring itself, at least back then, now it's more aluminum, I think, but back then it was made out of copper. Copper has an extra, or has some kind of electrons that are also floating around it from the nature of copper itself. Does anybody know the copper, the periodic square, what the thing for copper is? Yeah, Rubes? See you. Okay, very good. I did not know that. So I have to thank Mr. Puglia, who was my chemistry teacher, for that. So he was a very good teacher. I just didn't pay attention so much. He was very good. I really should have. So Bekitzer, the wiring itself has an electron that also contributes to this flow of electrons. So the Chazanish says, I don't know what you're talking about. This is not called a pipe. So there's a very interesting chakira going on between Rosh Lomo Zalman and the Chazanish. Do we say that the wiring of an electrical circuit is viewed as an instrument that conveys electricity? Or do we view it as a conduit, a pipe, a tunnel that allows electrical flow to go through? According to the Chazanish, it's an instrument that's becoming activated when you turn it on. This instrument is being activated, so this instrument can be called a boneh. It's just viewed as a pipe. It's a pipe of water that is allowing electrical flow to pass, and therefore there's no issue of boneh. That is the first taina of Shlomo Zalman, which is a localized taina on the Chazanish's assumption that activating a dead wire to an active wire is boneh. Ad kan taina one. Feel free to ask questions. Molid? No, because. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so, because the classical case of molid is the Gemara in Beis Chav Gimel, which is talking about a cup that has besamim inside, and you are now taking that besamim and putting it into a clothing. You're injecting it into the clothing and giving it a fragrance. Now, in that case, also, the besamim was already existent. I don't think molid is gauged by just whether or not you're transferring the original material, but rather is a new entity being given a new substance. I mean, that's one example, let's say. So just like by the clothing, the shirt, you're injecting a new substance into the shirt. Here too, you're injecting a new substance into this appliance, even though it already existed beforehand. I hear your point. It's a good point, but just in terms of the classical case of molid, the geder seems to not be that way. Okay, very good point though, Roofs. Yehuda, you ready for the second taina? Okay. You didn't see that first taina coming, did you? That was out of the box a little bit. Neither did I. When I saw Rosh Hashanah and Chazanish, I did not see that coming either. So, but okay, Bekitzer, that was a tribute to Mr. Puglia for teaching me chemistry. While actually, my friend who was in that class with me had a chem. He called it the chem game, and this chem game was actually extremely immature. Basically, this guy, he was a very nice person. He just was just a little bit funny. He basically, whenever the teacher was not looking, would walk around, and if you had anything on your table, any desk, anything on your desk, pencils, pens, paper, binder, books, he would just simply walk by and throw it completely on the floor. He would just knock it off your desk. That's what he did. He just walked around and knocked it off. So you constantly have to be on guard. It was actually hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing every time he did it. But whatever. It's not a okay, fine. As chatai hachaverim sheli ani maskir. Fine. So let's go vaitan. Taina number two. You didn't like that story. Okay, listen. Okay, fine. I'm just remind you of Listen, look, I turned out okay. I know a lot of science, right? Okay, so here comes Taina number two. This is Reuven's Taina, which was predated by Rosh Lomo Zalman. Says Rosh Lomo Zalman as follows, and this is going to be a kasha not only on the Chazon Ish, but also on the Beis Yitzchak. And he says like this. He says that any time a person assembles and disassembles an item on a regular basis, and he's doing it for some kind of positive purpose, he's doing it for his own reasons, any reason whatsoever, that's not called building and destroying. That's called hishtamshus, derech tashmisho. The Gemara has cases about it. There is one exception, that if that which you are assembling and disassembling is a maaser rav, it involves a lot of work, like the Gemara says on Mem Zayin, a portable bed, which requires screws and perhaps more, work each time you assemble, disassemble, that maybe would be a chayv chatas. That would be an issue. But if a person is just assembling, disassembling something on a regular basis, and it doesn't require that much effort, and it's for a positive reason, that's called hishtamshus. That's not called bone and sosa. That's called usage, not building and destroying. So it says Rosh Lomo Zalman, same thing here. A person does not want his electrical appliance to be on at all times. It's a major loss of money. It wears and tears his appliance. A person likes to turn on and off his appliance on a regular basis in order to conserve energy, to conserve his appliance. So says Rosh Lomo Zalman, each time he turns it on and off, there's a positive purpose that is being accomplished. He is doing it for a certain reason. He is using it behishtamshus. He's doing a usage. So that's not called turning on, building and destroying each time. That's just called derech tashmisha. That's called hishtamshus. So Ruch HaZadish, you can't tie it to me that there will be a malechus bone in this case for any of these two accounts, whether it's activating dead wires or it's assembling different parts, because each act of turning on an electrical appliance is just a form of hishtamshus. It's not a form of building and destroying, and therefore there should be no issue. So too when it comes to the Beis Yitzchak, this is not called being molded a new substance. This is just derech tashmisho. The second I can take an act and redefine it as a usage, a hishtamshus with a chefetz, as opposed to bone or mullet, it should be mutter. It's not called doing a malacha. It's called hishtamshus. Responds back the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is not bothered by this issue, because the Chazon Ish learns he also has a heter of derech hishtamshus, which is based on a taz regarding pots and pans. He has a different. I'm not going to go into that right now. It's a little bit involved. But the Chazon Ish is a different definition of hishtamshus that will avoid this issue. Why? Because the Chazon Ish holds that derech hishtamshus doesn't just mean any time I assemble and disassemble something for a positive purpose. There's a more rigid definition for hishtamshus. What is hishtamshus? Hishtamshus is when that which was disassembled could have been used without its assemblage. However, if the parts of this entity separately are unusable, and they're only considered usable when they are together and assembled, that's not called hishtamshus, that's called building. So says the Chazon Ish, let's repeat that definition one more time. The Chazon Ish says hishtamshus is only when that which the two parts that you're discussing, putting it together and putting it apart, are usable before they're together, and even when they're apart. Either way, they're always usable. Then, yeah, you're right. You're just putting things together in a more practical way, more circumstantial way, hishtamshus. But if the two parts are unusable separately and they only become usable together, that's a siman ledavar that they are needed and necessary to each other to make this entity. And that's called building and destroying. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, by an electrical appliance, the same thing is true. When the electrical circuits are closed and you turn them off, the wires themselves are inactive. They cannot be used. They cannot be implemented. They cannot be used in any which way. They are dead wires. The only time the wires together can function are when they're together, when they are attached, when they are closed, when the circuit is closed. So turning on an appliance and turning off an appliance is not a form of usage, but rather it's a form of bona and soser, building and destroying, because the two parts were unusable when they were separated, such that when they are together, they are now called being built together and being used together as necessary components of an entity. So says the Chazon Ish, I can avoid your issue. It's l'shei tase, to how they understand derech hashtamshus. And so therefore, the Chazon Ish says that it is a problem. It's not called derech hashtamshus. So to summarize, before we give the psak, to summarize, the Chazon Ish holds electricity is melechas bona on two accounts, activating dead wires or putting together wires together and assembling them. The Beis Yitzchak held that it was a din of moilid. Comes Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and he has two problems. One problem on the Chazon Ish, that activating a dead wire, l'chayla, is not called activating a dead wire. It's really just enabling a pipe to transfer electricity, to allow it to traverse the piping. Whereas the Chazon Ish held that that's called an instrument. You're activating that instrument. That was one taina, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, back and forth. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman's second taina, which is on both the Beis Yitzchak and the Chazon Ish, is that there should be a hetzer of derech tashmisho, which we just pointed out is totally on how to define derech tashmisho, where Rosh Shlomo Zalman is poskening the derech tashmisho means anytime I use an entity assembled, disassembled on a regular basis for any reason, whereas the Chazon Ish held the original definition that it has to be unusable before, it has to be usable before in order to be derech hashamshus. But once it's unusable separately, that's a similar dover that you have two necessary components coming together to make a greater entity, which would be building and destroying. What's the final psak? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman is very interesting. He goes on and on to argue and argue, but it doesn't seem like he, maker did, it sounds like he would really like to just end off saying everything is mutter. And maybe Nisha Derabanan. But it does sound like the Rosh Shlomo Zalman is not quick to say that. He says, basically, there are two points that he says that kind of show us that he's not ready to just be Makel outright. Number one, the Micha Shlomo says, he makes a disclaimer that whenever he's arguing with the Chazon Ish, he's not trying to argue directly on the Chazon Ish. He is just trying to clarify the issue. Doesn't sound like a stark lashon of, I'm arguing and I'm holding against mutter. He just says, I'm trying to clarify the issue. He's being very respectful and not so quick to argue, even though he makes very strong tainas. And number two, after he brings down the issue of molid from the Beis Yitzchak and he argues, he says, nevertheless, the Beis Yitzchak paskind, and I don't want to, you know, and the issue, and tzarech in if we can, you know, to clarify the issue further. He's not willing to just write off the Beis Yitzchak. So it sounds like, in a nutshell, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman paskind, the end of the day, that it's at least an issue derabanan of molid based on the Beis Yitzchak. And in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in many different places, you see that he is choshesh, at least, for the Chazon Ish in certain situations, where let's say there'd be no other considerations, he would assume that he would bring in the Chazon Ish to make it a deraisa if needed. He's not just quick to just write off the Chazon Ish. He definitely takes it into account. He's machmir, but it could be that in certain situations he may be makel, considering, you know, tzrachim, tzorach gadols, etc., shaz etzchak. But he definitely, mikra din sounds like he would be matir, but he sounds like he doesn't want to go against the Beis Yitzchak, so it's at least a derabanan. And he is definitely choshesh for the Chazon Ish. It does not sound like the minhag olam is to say, oh, Rosh Shlomo Zalman paskin, it's mutter to turn on electricity. It does not sound like that bichlal. Electricity definitely is usher, at least derabanan. The Rosh Shlomo Zalman's tainas are just more academic at the end of the day, I guess. And they're arguing good points, but he's definitely choshesh for the Chazon Ish. In general, in principle. Okay, adkan, electricity. We will see.